You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 297. Another countdown to kickoff mini episode, day number 57, is all about Trevor Ruland, another redshirt freshman. Trevor's from Cary, Illinois, where he attended Cary Grove Community High School. He's 6 foot three and a half, 300 pounds, and plays on the offensive line. We'll get started with his recruitment and then discuss his future and in particular this upcoming season. So Randall, go ahead and get us started with his recruitment.
Trevor Ruland was a three-star offensive guard coming to Notre Dame. He's the 30th offensive guard by 24/7. And that's where he played as a senior, was at the guard position. And he also played some defense that year on the defensive line. He had 29 tackles and two sacks. So he did get playing time on both sides of the ball. And they ended up winning the state title that year. He did commit to Notre Dame, or committed fairly early to Notre Dame. They had offered, and then about a month later, he committed to Notre Dame, and he had nine offers from Power 5 schools at that point. And then when he committed to Notre Dame, it was kind of over with, and he was kind of under the radar maybe. He didn't get as much attention because everybody knew that he was firmly committed to Notre Dame. He did finish his high school year of football and then end up playing basketball that winter. And he had some injuries from that. He he injured his PCL and his meniscus, so he had to have surgery to fix those. But he seemed to be, it didn't seem to bother him when he got to Notre Dame that summer then. But it did kind of slow down his progress. And when he did come to Notre Dame, he was a little undersized, and for an offensive guard, I think he came in at like 275 maybe, so he had to add some weight to compete there on the offensive line, because Notre Dame has some pretty big offensive linemen. But even though he played guard in high school, when he came to Notre Dame, he was actually practicing at the tackle position just because of the lack of depth at the tackle position. And last year, he was actually the third-string tackle. But maybe he can, with this year, you know, with the new guys coming in, he can maybe slide back to the guard position where he was originally recruited to play. And I think he'd actually be a better fit at guard than at the tackle position.
That seems to be the plan, probably backing up Quentin Nelson. Potentially, he could still be in that mix for the right guard position with Bivin and McGovern, and I know there's another one that I'm missing right now, Tristan Hodge. But Quentin Nelson's most likely, maybe not most likely, but there's a good chance he's going to be gone after this season. And even if he's not, I'm not sure if Trevor's going to be ready for a prominent role even after this or this upcoming season, and maybe not even next season. So it wouldn't be bad for Ruland to, you know, be a third or fourth stringer, or a second or third stringer, and still, you know, getting his body in shape, getting stronger, getting bigger, and then as a senior with a year of eligibility remaining, you know, finding his spot on the line for those last two seasons. That would not be bad situation at all, and that's the kind of the situation that I think that Trevor is in.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he'll get that much playing time this year. I mean, obviously, he's moving back to guard. You know, he was practicing quite a bit at the tackle. Just the moving around maybe slows down the progress a little bit, but there's quite a few very good linemen that he's competing with, so he'll have to give it his all to try to get a chance to play.
And there's some guys that end up going to the NFL, you know, that don't play their first two and a half years in college. So it's not like there's no chance, even though he doesn't look like he's in a position to see the field much this year, that doesn't mean that he can't end up being a quality offensive lineman. So if you want to follow Trevor on social media, his Twitter handle is Ruland Trevor. And do you know, Randall, if he is on Instagram?
Yes, and his name is opposite of what it is on Twitter. It's Trevor Ruland on Instagram. So just put in his name and you should find it. So, and I will throw this in there. Some people think that he could have a chance to compete at the center position at some time or even be a backup. I guess that would maybe depend on what Tristan Hodge, where he ends up maybe. It seems like Sam Mustipher's got that locked down for a while, but you still want a backup. So, you know, depending how things go, Ruland would be a candidate to be a center, the backup center.
Very good. Thank you guys for listening, and until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.